Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis. And this is a show about two best friends.
Hey, everybody. What up on a Wednesday?
What up on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
What?
I'm pretty excited about today's goals episode. Okay. We have some new developments. Ones that I think both Francis and our audience, i.e. Catherine, will be just so thrilled to hear about.
Ooh.
Do you have any idea what it is, Francis?
Well, if I had to take a stab, it might be the dentist challenge, because you just changed jobs recently. So
true.
Looking at different insurances, I think that might
right.
make the most sense.
Yeah, seeing what's in network and what's not.
Yeah, exactly.
If pediatric dentists fall in network for my new company. You're correct. Today, we have some dentist updates. I never thought this day would come. I never thought it did, but I was so thrilled to tell you when it happened. And sometimes I half wonder if I just want to achieve these goals because it's content for a show and not because it's going to better me as a person. But I guess we'll find that out.
But you know what? This show is bettering you as a person. So, you know,
it really
ultimately,
is.
You're just going to be a better person at the end of the day.
So it doesn't matter the intention. It just matters that I'm a better person at the end. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not mad at that
exactly.
logic.
So for our uninitiated new listeners out there,
true.
Explain the dentist lie.
It's not a dentist lie. It's just a dentist.
It's the dentist
situation.
The dentist challenge originated from a dentist lie.
Kind of. I mean, okay. Background information. I see a dentist regularly. Have been for 23 years now.
And not just you. Your brothers.
Yeah.
All four of the Hackus siblings.
Yeah.
Go and see this particular dentist.
Right. Exactly. And he is specifically a pediatric dentist. I started seeing him when I was 4 years old, I think. I was on a waiting list for 6 months. He's a very well-known pediatric dentist. And he specializes in exactly that, children. And eventually I kept seeing him, and I got older and older, and he never kicked us out. And it got to be a certain point where I kept seeing him, and my mom would ask my brothers to shave so they could look younger. I took off my engagement ring for a period of time. And it was just, it got a little weird. Recently, though, we had a breakthrough.
And this was all in order to make it seem as if you were still kids.
Right.
In order to make it seem like you were still appropriate to be at this dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people would ask me how school was, and I graduated college 4 years ago. 5 now, I think. So, awkward. Very awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a plaque on my dentist door that says, "Open slowly, children at play," because it has a playroom. Like, it is for children. It is a very specifically for children dentist.
Right.
But the dentist loves us so much. We've been going there for so long, and they just, I don't know, they keep seeing us. And we never left. I don't know why. And it just was a cause for great anxiety.
And so the last time you went to see this dentist, you actually ran into someone you knew?
Yes, I did. And it was really awkward. It was probably the point, so Catherine said this is a goal because it makes, you know, it makes you feel awkward. It makes the hygienist feel awkward. Like, why don't you just see a dentist for adults? So, yeah, the last time I went to the dentist, I actually saw this woman that I went to church with. She was there with her son, teenage son.
So somebody's like a decade younger than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was so awkward because she goes, "Oh, you still see him?" And I tried to play it off like, "Oh no, my retainer's broken. Like, he sometimes fixes my retainer." She goes, "Oh yeah, I know someone else that still sees him." And I go, "Why don't you just get a dentist for adults that sees adults?" And
damn, she was savage.
She was really savage.
Yeah.
And I was so at a loss for words, and I'm, like, fumbling through small talk
because
with this woman.
Because there's no way for you to defend yourself. You know that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's no way for you to defend yourself.
And I felt so bad because she kept trying. Like, we moved past, "I'm an adult seeing this dentist for children." And she's trying to just make basic small talk, and I'm fumbling through. I can't even small talk with her because I'm so embarrassed. Like, I want to die inside. And they call me up, and I go and I sit my little keister down on these chairs that are meant for children, and it's just so awkward. I mean, I was just at a loss for words, and it was at that point... Oh, and the other funny part was that at that same time, so I guess my mom had told the dentist place that I had gotten married.
Yeah.
And so the hygienists who have been there a long time go, oh, we heard you got married. Can you show us wedding photos? So I'm showing wedding photos to the hygienist. Like, there are children here with parents. Parents who can hear these conversations going on. Like, I'm not in a separate, it's open, like,
oh my gosh.
Seating. Yeah, that was part of the embarrassment.
What?
Oh, I didn't tell you this?
I had no idea, because, you know, like, yeah. I in all of the dentists I've ever been to, or at least the ones I could remember, you get taken to, like, a back room, and it's closed off from the rest of the lobby.
Maybe that's how dentists for adults work, but not for children. You need visibility at all time because you might, like, do some crazy shit with the machinery.
Oh
yeah, I'm
God.
Not even joking. So it's, like, very open. There's just, like, little wall separators, but there's no doors. Like, it's all open dentistry.
Oh, my gosh.
So these parents, who are, like, my age, like, I'm now... in a parent kind of age range.
Yeah.
And they're all hearing this conversation. And so I remember there was a kid who was, like, sitting diagonally to me, and I can hear the hygienist, like, he's giving a hard time. He's 8 years old. Giving, like, a hard time, or he doesn't want to get his teeth cleaned because he's, like, 8. And she goes, come on, Oliver, like, you're 8 years old now. You know, we've been seeing you since you were 4. You're a big boy now. I'm like, I'm 20 years his senior. I'm a big girl now. And I mean, I'm not here fussing, but it just shows, like, how awkward it just makes me feel more awkward to be there and
yeah.
in that situation.
How many times after this incident have you continued to see the dentist?
Just one extra time. I only see my dentist
So you
twice
saw
a year.
Him again.
Yeah.
You saw him again after that.
Yeah. Oh, and then my dentist goes, oh, you know, most people, when they get to be older, like, they just drive themselves to go. Like, the teenagers, right? They have licenses. But and their parents don't come anymore. Because, like, the parents set the appointments, and then the kids just, like, go and take care of themselves. But your mom still comes, and that's really nice. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't understand.
Wait, you don't understand
why you continue to go after that mortifying experience
so
that you
mortifying.
Just went through.
Yeah.
And then your dentist literally called you out for still acting like a child.
Yeah. No. Oh, well, I mean, I guess to bring some people up to speed, the dentist, like, maybe has a little bit of a thing for my mom.
Yeah.
Which my mom knows is also, which is also why she still goes to my dentist. Well,
right, but when he puts it in, like, the context of, you know, sometimes when kids grow older, like, their parents stop coming, but it's cool that yours keeps coming, because you're a child. And
yeah. Oh, 100% I feel that way. Yeah. And I just can't wait to tell you how I finally came to the moment where I needed to find a dentist for adults. It's just, it's going to change your life, Francis.
So I don't even know, like, why those mortifying experiences that you've had leading up to now wasn't the impetus. Like,
right.
Yeah, so, like, what could have possibly finally pushed you over the edge to just, like, do this?
Well, like all things in my life, Francis, my mother.
Your mom?
Yes. So, we see our dentist twice a year. So myself and my brothers see the dentist twice a year. Once in June and once in December. It's easy to remember.
Do you guys go as, like, a big family?
We used to when we were children, and now we don't anymore.
She just goes with each sibling when they
yeah.
go.
And so my mom was like, oh, can you still schedule? Because I would go in the morning to miss, because they close at 4:30 or 5, but, you know, I work. So, but they open at 7:30, and I said, well, I want to do a 7:30 a.m. appointment. And my mom would say, oh, can you schedule the younger boys' appointments for later that day, so that way I can put in my calendar that it's the same day, and then I can come in the afternoon, so that we would still come as a big family to make it appear as though we were children coming after school. I don't know. So weird.
Stop.
I know.
Okay.
So my mom was actually the big push for this. So I go in June, and it's still pretty embarrassing and awkward, and I'm over it. And as you said, I'm changing jobs, right? It's time. And I even said to my mom, like, maybe it's time, Mom. Maybe it's time. She's like, oh, why? Everything's great, whatever. He loves us. I'm like, I know he loves us, but I feel like I'm dead inside. Like, this is so awkward. Like, I have to be dead inside in order to deal with the embarrassment that I'm feeling right now. So, June happens. I go, I'm not scheduling the same day as the boys because I have to do it earlier because of insurance stuff, because you have to be exactly like 6 months in a day. I think you know this.
Yeah.
And when we were going was like towards the end of June, which meant towards the end of December when they're closed, like it wouldn't work out. I'm like, okay, well, I want to do the beginning of June so I can do beginning of December, all that jazz. So the boys were supposed to go end of June. And they just, like, never went. They didn't put it in their calendars. Like, my mom didn't monitor it. I didn't monitor their schedules. Like, I'm my own fucking person. And so they missed it. And so my mom calls them and goes, oh, please, can you, like, squeeze the boys in? Because whatever. And, of course, they go, oh, sure, we'll help you out. Why not? Like, we love you guys. And my mom was just like, God damn, this is so fucking annoying. Like, managing the boys. Like, they're not children anymore. They're not boys. Like, they're full-grown men. If they give a shit about their teeth, they should do this. And I think my mom just got frustrated with the whole thing. And, oh, and then my brother Patrick, he's like, Mom, I'm really embarrassed. Like, I have to trim my beard every time I go. And I just feel like a full grown-ass adult there with these children. Like, I don't want to go there anymore.
Patrick has his own insurance, too. Like,
I know. Seriously. He's like, can we not go? So my mom goes, like, between the boys not... So now the boys are too embarrassed to go because they're fully grown men, and they won't even schedule their own appointments as men do. She's like, I can't be involved in this anymore. So she goes to the dentist with my brother Carrie to do the thing that she does, which is to go to the dentist with us because we're children. We're masquerading as children. And she pulls the, like, receptionist who's been there as long as we've been there, like 23 years. She's wonderful. She goes, look, Linda, I don't want to say goodbye to Dr. Nelson, but I can't keep doing this. They're men. They don't want to come here anymore. I don't know.
these 16-year-old boys are actually 20-year-olds.
Yeah, like, I'm actually not legally responsible for these children anymore. Like, I need to get out for my own sake. Like, I'm tired of doing all this. I can't keep running around. And she's like, oh, well, we appreciate you and we love you. And the dentist actually overhears this conversation, and he has, like, a one-on-one conversation with my mom. And so I don't think he hears about the part of my mom not coming anymore, because I think he would actually fall into a depression because he really likes seeing my mom. I mean, my mom is fun and funny. Yeah. She brings this, like, energy. And I think he honestly, like, he even told me, he's like, yeah, I look forward to seeing your mom. It's fun. I'm like, okay, dude. And so he goes, oh, like, if Patrick's embarrassed, he can just come when the college kids come. Like, college kids. So it turns out college kids go to this guy. They come every June and December, and they come, like, between 10 and 1 p.m. Like, he can feel less weird about being 26 years old. No, 27, sorry. He's 27 years old. Like, if he comes when the college kids come, he just has to come between 10 and 1. And she goes, oh, well, I just don't know, you know, these kids. And, gosh, you know, Dr. Nelson, it's just been great, like, coming here, and you're awesome. And he's like, oh, you've been great too. And, you know, I've seen, at this point, we've been going for 23 years.
Right.
And so it wasn't a formal goodbye, but it was just, I don't know. Like, my mom was talking with the receptionist about how it was donezo for her. And like, he got the idea, I think.
Yeah.
But it's just really funny that the reason why my mom wants this to be over is that she's just, like, tired of my brother's shit. And, I don't know, something, I guess, clicked that it was time to move on. Oh, although she did say that Carrie, during this dental appointment, got his first cavity. And he goes, Mom, where are, like, he calls my mom in the next, like, she's in the waiting room.
Wait, what? Wait. He calls her for, like, this,
yeah,
like, thin ass freak.
Yeah, like, Mom, I have a cavity. Can you come here? And then, I'm not even joking. Fuck you, Carrie. I feel so bad, but also they don't. And then the dentist, because the dentist has this thing where he'll over-explain the tooth situation as if she's a parent with a five-year-old who needs to understand. And even the hygienist is like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, he's, like, really talking about it. And they're supposed to close. Like, it was past closing time. And he's just like, oh, yeah, did you know this and that? And she's like, okay, Doug, she knows. Okay, I get it. You just want to talk with me about teeth. And, so my brother had his first cavity, so he had to do the whole filling situation. It was a really big moment for everyone, I guess. I'm really glad I missed it. But, God, so I said, Mom, does this mean I could finally see a different dentist? And she said, you could always see a different dentist. I'm like, Mom, you would have given me an immense amount of shit, though, because you just have this, like, deep belief about, we've talked about it on the radio show, that my mom, she'll just believe things and that'll be law and that's it.
Yeah.
And I just think that she's always felt that way about my dentist, that he's the best ever and I should just keep going to him for some reason.
Like he'll give you discounts and
stuff. And just like see you.
Yeah.
And so she got a recommendation from him, of a dentist, and I have since scheduled an appointment.
What?
With said dentist. Yeah.
So for December.
It's actually the same day as my original appointment with my previous dentist, so I have to call them. And so I said, Mom, I have to call them and cancel. And she goes, oh, well, don't tell them. Just say you have to reschedule.
Stop.
Don't tell them that it's the last time or you're never getting back. I'm like,
and you know what?
So awkward.
And you know, you're going to have to continually reschedule it for life from now on.
So they always think, maybe I'm coming in. It's so weird. But and then my mom goes, oh, but you know, you have that special weird retainer. You might still have to go back to them. So that's why you shouldn't say it's the last time.
No.
No. It is special, but I don't think it's that special.
Yeah, it's not like you can't go to another dentist and they'll make you another retainer.
I know.
Yeah.
Seriously. And then my mom was telling me, she goes, oh, I just can't deal with all these changes. Like, you got a new job, and now we're leaving this dentist, and everything's so different now. Did you know? So the whole thing about numerology, that 9 is, in numerology means endings, or like chapter endings, or things like that.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, it's because it's 2019, that's why everything's ending. Oh my God, I'm like... I don't know. I think that when I'm nearing 30 years old, I should just see a dentist for
like
adults.
A dentist for people my age.
I would imagine. But I guess according to my mom, it's the numerology that's really
it's
getting
because
me.
Because you guys are always going to be her kids.
Yeah.
So the most burning thing that's like in my mind right now is like, if your mom hadn't just gotten fed up with your brothers... Would you still be going to that dentist? Like, would this December, you'd be going to that same pediatric dentist after all of the embarrassment that you have suffered from, not just, like, other people, but from me and Catherine begging you to just go find another dentist?
I think I would have seen a different dentist, because I was thinking about it. You were giving me suggestions, and... I was maybe gonna run a quick Google search. I think I was in it, because I do think that I'm in a new mindset for change, and I'm ready for change in different areas of my life. And certainly for the radio show, I would have to. So,
it really goes
back to the radio show.
We're starting
being the
this
impetus.
Series, and so, like, if you want to grow as a person.
I mean, I need content for the episodes, and it would be terrible to say, I was given this dentist task, and I just, like, sat it. You know, that would be an interesting episode.
Or, you know what, next year, like, after this episode's been recorded, or did you go back to the pediatric dentist?
I probably will. My retainer breaks and I need to see someone quick. They'll probably squeeze me in.
You now know when the college-age kids come.
Yes,
so.
And so I don't have to feel as weird about nearing my 30s.
Yeah, so you can like go until you're 40 and then you'll be fine.
Well, I told you the story, I think, the last dentist episode, which is that I asked my mom, Mom, what if I'm pregnant? And she said, oh, Dr. Nelson will still see you and probably provide dental care for your child. Like, I just, you know. But can you imagine me and my pregnant ass in a pediatric dentist office with other parents in an open dentist area?
And that woman you saw from church with her teenage kid, it's like her kid. Her kid is now grown up with a kid and is like, oh, you still go here?
Yeah. Seriously. And I'm like, oh, they're just checking out my unborn child's teeth. That's what it is.
Or you're there with your kid. And they see he sees both of you.
Exactly. Yeah. It is pretty wild because we have seen him for really, 23 years. It's a long time.
I think we're going to have to, like, have another episode with their dentist, your dentist story.
Are we inviting him on as a, oh, okay.
No,
as
like,
a guest.
Like in December, like, wow, yeah. What was it like to be seen by a dentist that
oh, you know I'm all about those dentist follow-up updates. I will say that when I called to make an appointment, they said, oh, are you a new patient? Are you regular? I said, oh, I'm new. And they said, oh, okay, well, when was the last time you saw the dentist? And I said, oh, I saw it in June. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, they're not used to people who, I guess, are on top of their dentist game. Or I guess people will call up a new dentist saying, I have problems, help me. But, you know, and then they ask, oh, well, who can we thank for this referral? I'm like, you know, my pediatric dentist, hey. And they're like, oh, yep, we know him. Because I guess he refers everyone to this dentist.
Yeah, when they transition from college to the adult world.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really jazzed about this new adult period in my life. And yeah, he's been a really important part. It's kind of crazy to think I will never see him again, though I probably really will. Because knowing me, I will, I don't know, need something quick. Some quick fix, and I'll just call him up.
But you could just go to your dentist.
But, like
you
what
could
if she's
just,
not available when I need her?
She can be for emergencies.
Can she?
Yeah.
Can normal people? I thought it was just special.
Is
I thought it was just special that they saw me whenever
no,
I needed.
No.
Oh.
Sometimes they have time to, you know, do special
it's
requests.
Like what a business does. I will say this. So, my dentist history is pretty deep and poetic because... So, of course, I went through braces on and off for, like, oh my god, 8 years or something. And then my brothers went through braces. I mean, we had a lot of dental work in our lifetime of the four kids. Mm. And Sean had so many cavities. I guess Carrie was, like, perfect up until a month ago or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. So my mom, so she had four kids. So we had babysitters, of course, because my mom couldn't handle, like, having so many kids all together. And it was just helpful to have an extra set of hands to, like, wrangle all these kids. And so one set of babysitters was our next-door neighbors. And they, you know, were siblings, and they were, like, teenagers, right? Or, like, whatever. And so their teeth were really messed up. And my mom's like, look, instead of giving you money... I will fix your teeth. And so she put, like, three of those kids through braces.
My gosh.
And paid for it. Yeah, she's
wow.
like, instead of payment, which, looking back, I was talking about this with Harley, is, like, definitely more about, you know, whatever you would have paid a teenager to, not as much as dental work, but, yeah, because my dentist in his, I don't know, he kind of got the sense that it was the last time he was going to see my mom, just based on how she was acting, or he, like, came in at the tail end of a conversation when she was saying goodbye to the receptionist person.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, you brought a lot of business to us when I was just starting my practice, you know, 23 years ago. And
yeah.
Like, I really appreciate that, and, like, you brought the referrals, you literally brought the patients, and it's
yeah.
true. I mean, those kids went on to get... You know, their teeth fixed.
And their kids now go to the same dentist you do. And
probably. Yeah. Yeah. Although I think they moved because I haven't run into them at the dentist, I guess, is what I was trying to say. And then realizing the folly of my ways in that statement. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good first step in the right direction.
I do,
too. A good
yeah.
next chapter.
Just shows that you're growing as a person.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a weird milestone. I don't know that.
I know. I don't think anyone else would think, woo, let's celebrate this. But I feel like we're celebrating it.
I would because, like, gosh, you've been embarrassing yourself for the past.
I know. I've been suffering from intense anxiety for so many years. Like, at
yeah.
least 7 or 8 years
I mean,
now.
It sounds like even your brothers were embarrassed.
Yeah.
Were Sean and Carrie embarrassed?
Not Sean and Carrie. Maybe Sean and Carrie. I don't know. Patrick was embarrassed. But Carrie just went right there and was like, I need my mom because I have a cavity. So I don't know. I feel so bad. I'm kind of being a dick. But also, fuck Carrie. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not a
dick. For everyone out there, hashtag pray for Carolina because that's what we need right now.
Look, this is a separate episode, but Carrie didn't even think it was cool or celebrate the fact that I won Fortnite. So he can fuck the fuck off. Sorry, that's the only thing I'm going to say.
So do you feel like you've grown from that ordeal?
Yes and no. So yes, because I am changing dentists, but no, because it took my mom deciding she was over it to me deciding I was over it. I mean, I was going to for the content of the episode.
But also, your mom is still trying to convince you to, like maintain ties with this dentist.
Oh, right. Yeah, because my mom was giving me shit about... So, I have an appointment in December with my old dentist, and then I made an appointment today with my new dentist for the same day. Obviously, I'm not going to see both dentists because it's going to achieve the same thing. And so I told my mom, oh, mom, should I go and cancel the appointment and let them know, you know, see you later, I'm not coming back there. And my mom said, oh, don't tell them that you're leaving. Just tell them you have to reschedule and don't reschedule.
So you would effectively be rescheduling forever.
Yeah. It's kind of like how my mom breaks up with people, which is to not break up with people. It's just to, as my mom described it, in her younger years, she would just move and change countries, and like, she would assume they would get the picture, but I don't think that's how I should conduct myself professionally or with professional businesses.
Yeah. So, personally, I think in order for you to grow from this, you have to also take one of the lessons from an earlier goal.
Right?
If you recall from our first goals episode, you really need to take the things that
bring you strength
from your mom, and just kind of Google the rest.
Okay.
Is it normal behavior to continually reschedule an appointment forever?
With a place that I am no longer a patient at.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to tell my dentist it's over.
Is it even you? Is it because of your mom?
It's definitely because of my mom.
Yeah.
But I guess you're... So what should I say? Is there a Google... Wait, would Google tell me?
You don't
because
have
I'm
to...
Because I'm in a special
you
situation.
You don't have to say anything. Just cancel.
No, but
you
Linda
don't have to tell your mom.
Me. You Linda don't have to... Linda's going to be like, why?
You don't have to tell your mom. You just be like...
No, but what am I going to tell Linda? Okay, she's been the receptionist there for 23 years.
Just like, Linda, I'm a grown-ass adult. I'm a grown-ass fucking adult.
I'm like pleading to Linda. Look, I love you, but it's time that we separate. It's no longer have a relationship with you.
And, you know, she'll probably say in the back of her mind, it's about time. It's about fucking time.
No, she loves us.
It's about fucking time.
Are you telling me that she doesn't love us?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they love your mom. But it's
how dare you? They love me.
But they're probably
they give me
saying
a free toothbrush every time I come
they're
there.
They're probably saying that 28-year-old woman does not belong in this pediatric dentist.
Okay,
office.
Did I also mention that this dentist's office has a prize drawer?
Stop.
And my dentist will go, oh, do you want to get something from the prize drawer? And I'll go, oh, I'll just take a free toothbrush and toothpaste. Yeah, I'm talking stickers. I'm talking little knickknacks. I'm talking
little
bullshit.
I can't believe you didn't take any of it. How dare you?
Wait, what? Okay, so let's take into consideration that when I finish at my dentist, I want to book it the fuck out of there so fast because I'm so embarrassed.
Well, you could even, like, that's what you tell Linda. You just be like, I can't do this anymore.
She won't understand. She loves us too much.
She will. She will understand. You are.
It feels like a breakup.
You are taking too much from your mom in this. Like,
I really am.
Your dentist does not care. He does not care.
I think he does.
He has so many other patients. You are not bringing him that
much.
But
we're the special ones.
You're not bringing him that much
money. This goes back to me being the main character of my own anime, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That everyone loves me the most and doesn't know how to live without
me. Or you're adopting your mom's thinking in this and like, yeah. Like, we're VIPs there, and we're so honored. Like, they're honored to have us.
Or the opposite end, or perhaps in that same delusion, which is they would be so emotionally distraught
if we left.
That we're not going back, so you just need to lie about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a business. It's a business that's built on seeing patients.
Like
patients that are children.
Exactly. Like the dentist might be sad about it a little, but he will continue his work as a pediatric dentist serving the kids that keep coming
in.
His
practice.
Yeah, kids are not gonna run out. Kids are gonna continue to flourish and be born and stuff. You can leave. You can fucking leave.
I don't know, man.
Maybe
I
when
can't...
you have your own kids, you can bring him over, like,
oh,
some new business.
You know I'm excited about pediatric dentist 2.0 with my children.
And then you can say, hi, Linda, it's me again. This time I have a child.
Oh, actually, so my mom suspects that Linda is close to retirement and her daughter is going to take over.
Stop.
It's like a whole Lion King circle of life situation. Oh my god, I just,
Does her daughter go to that dentist?
Her daughter... Oh, I don't know. I should ask. When I reschedule. Sorry,
oh
I mean
my god.
Cancel. Sorry,
you
cancel.
better cancel.
Dude, I don't know if I have the heart.
I don't understand why this is so hard.
I don't know. It feels like a breakup, and
I'm
not good at breakups.
This is growth. This is growth.
Being, I thought you said this is gross. I'm like, damn, okay,
both,
Francis.
Both.
A growth and it's gross. So just please... Dear God.
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe I can do it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe you can do it. We've had this conversation. You've grown so much in the
past.
What
if she cries?
She won't.
What if she cries?
She literally will not.
Are you sure?
Over the phone.
I'm going to record my conversation.
Okay, please do. Please do.
And then we'll put it on the radio show.
We probably can't for privacy reasons, but...
True. You know, I'm pretty sure I mentioned too many names and too much
information. You know what we could do is, like, we play it and I can just re-record my voice over her voice.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah, we'll reenact this scenario. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
God, look at us growing. Look at me growing, yeah, specifically. I guess you're just here listening to this.
I mean, I guess we just... talked about secretly recording your receptionist.
Oh shit, yeah, you're right. We're not
it's
gonna
cold.
Do that, audience.
Yeah.
We're very good citizens of society.
You can do this. It is not a breakup. I mean, you are leaving your dentist, but it's
of
normal.
23 years.
It's completely normal.
Of 23
it's
years.
Completely normal.
That's more than half my life. That's much more
know,
than half my life.
It's super normal.
When did you leave your pediatric dentist?
I don't know. I've never had one, but...
But your teeth are so perfect. Stop. You saw a dentist.
I guess I went to an orthodontics dentist.
Yeah. And I guess you moved around a lot. There wasn't the opportunity to see the same dentist for 23 years.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I guess I imagine it's normal for other people.
I guess the real takeaway is... Love your dentist, because they may not be your dentist anymore, and you're going to have a really hard time if you don't do the breakup sooner. And also, stop referring to it as a breakup, because it's fucking weird.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. It is.
That's it for our show, folks. I'm Francis.
And I'm Alana. And you can find us on Instagram at hqaf.productions. We post every other week.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And until next time,
the best ship to sail on is friendship.